Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to look at four sight words, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color some of our words first. Now, if you look at your page, you're going to see four big fat sight words going down. The first one is D-I-D. Do you see that? D-I-D. All right. Well, there's a group of words next to it. And what we're going to do is work in that section for a little while before we move down to another one. So just stay in our section and you should be A-OK. All right. Here we go. D-I-D. Did. Let's color the D in did pink. The D, the very first D, let's color it pink. D, id. You can sound this sight word out. D-I-D, did. Teacher, he did it. He's the one that did it. Did. And then that kid says, no, I did not. D-I-D, did. Hang on. Put that pink crayon down in two. One, and then let's color the letter I green. Any kind of green will work. I just happen to have my light green one, so that's the one I'm using. D-I-D, did. She did help me. She really did. She did. D-I-D, did. All right, put down that green crayon. We have another D in did. Let's make the D's match. So color the last D in the word did pink. So it matches our first D. D-I-D, did. We did all of it in one day. We did all of our homework in one day. Did. Okay, hold on to that pink crayon. Keep it in your hand. Let's count the letters in the word did. One, two, three. Three letters in the word did. Now let's practice reading it and spelling it in a whisper voice, like we're being very, very quiet. D-I-D spells did. Will you do it with me? D-I-D spells did. Did you know that? Good. All right, let's take our pink crayon and look for it in that group of words. We're going to box up the word did. Don't put a circle around it. Use your pink crayon and draw a rectangle around the word did every time you find it, or put a box around it. There are six words in that group of words that spell did. D-I-D, did. D-I-D, did. If you make a mistake, it's okay. Just cross it off. We're using our pink crayon to box up the word did. There are six of them. One, two, three, four, five, six. I found them all. Did you? Perfect. All right. So we worked on the word did. We sure did. And now let's move down to the next word. G-E-T. Get. Get. Let's color the G in get purple. Find a purple crayon. Let's color the G purple. Get. G-et. We can sound out get, just like we could sound out did. Get. Can you get that for me, please? Get. Get. Hold on. Or I don't hold. I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep saying hold on. I said it before, too. I don't know. I don't know. Put down your purple crayon. Can you find a gray crayon for the letter E? If you can't find a gray crayon, use your pencil. It makes a nice gray color. G-E-T, get. If there was like, I don't know, a stray cat or something, I might say, you get on out of here, get, you get out of here. But if there was a cute little dog in my yard, I would not say that. I would say, you get over here and let me pet you, get over here. Put down your gray crayon. Let's color the letter T red. So depending on the animal, I might say, get out of here. Or I might say, get over here so I can pet you and hold you. Or if somebody tells me something that I don't believe, or it's shocking, or I can't believe it, I say, get out of here, nah. G-E-T, get. All right, hold on to your red crayon. Let's count the letters in the word get. One, two, three. Hey! The word did had three letters. So did has three letters and get has three letters. Now let's use our low voice to spell the word get. G-E-T, get. Do you have a lower voice than me? Try it. Ready, begin. G-E-T, get out of here. All right. Use your red crayon to circle the word get every time you see it in that group of words. Use your red crayon. Boys and girls, there are seven words that say get. See if you can find all seven. G-E-T, get. Red crayon, make circles. If you make a mistake, just cross it out. G-E-T, get. G-E-T, get. Let's see if you can find all seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I found all seven. How about you? Excellent. Okay, so our first word was did. Did. And then our next word was get. Let's move down. C-O-M-E. Come. C-O-M-E. Come. Let's color the C in come blue. I found a light blue crayon. It really doesn't matter. Come begins with k, the letter C. Come over here. Can you come over here? Can you come over today? C-O-M-E, come. Put down your blue crayon. Let's color the letter O, green. Some kind of green crayon. C-O-M-E, come. She will not come over later today. No, she can't come. She just can't come. C-O-M-E, come. Put down your green crayon in 2, 1. Let's color the letter M, orange. C-O-M-E spells come. Come. I said, come here. I said it. Now, when I trained Murphy, my dog, to come, she didn't do it in the beginning. It took a lot of work. But now she'll come when I call her. I say, Murphy, come. And she comes right away. Put down your orange crayon. Let's color the letter E red. Any kind of red will work. I'm using my red violet because it has a sharp point. Come. C-O-M-E. Come. Come here. Come. All right, hold on to that red crayon. Let's count the letters in the word come. 1, 2, 3, 4. So this word is longer. It has 4 letters, when our other words so far have only had 3. Let's practice saying and spelling the word come in our spooky voice. C-O-M-E. Come. Do it with me. Be spooky. Ready? Go. C-O-M-E. Come. All right. Let's box up the word come with our red crayon. You should find it 5 times. 5 times. C C-O-M-E, come. We're boxing it up. We're putting a box or a rectangle around the word come. Five words say come. C-O-M-E, come. One, two, three, four, five. Yep. How about you? Did you find five? Terrific. All right, let's review. Our first word, d, id, did. Next word, g, et, get. And then we just practiced the word come. We're moving down to our last word, m-a-d-e, made. Made. Let's color the letter M orange. Made begins with the letter M. Made. She made her bed. He made his bed. M-A-D-E, made. I'll tell you a little secret. I did not make my bed this morning. Mrs. Oldham did not. Mm-mm. Okay, put down your orange crayon. Let's color the letter A, blue. M-A-D-E, made. She made a cake. Yum. Who made a cake? Let's get her. Let's get that. I would love that. I would love to have some cake right now. Let's color the letter D, brown. M-A-D-E, made. I'm thinking brown for chocolate cake. She made a chocolate cake. M-A-D-E, made. Made. He made a loud sound. All right, letter E. Let's color it purple. The letter E, let's color it purple. M-A-D-E, made. Made. Hang on to that purple crayon. Let's count the letters in made. One, two, three, four. Hey, there was another word on our paper with four letters. Do you remember which one it is? Come. Yep, the one right above it. All right, let's practice saying and reading and spelling the word made in our robot voice. Ready, go. M-A-D-E, made. M-A-D-E, made. My robot made a cake. Wouldn't that be fantastic? All right, let's look at for the word made. We're going to circle it every time we find it. We're going to circle it with our purple crayon. There are six of them. M-A-D-E, made. M-A-D-E, made. M-A-D-E, made. One, two, three, four, five, six. I got it. How about you? Okay, here we go. Go up to the top and echo me as I read these words going down. Ready? Did, get, come, made. All right, find your pencil. We're going to practice writing, reading, and spelling these words in sentences. Let's look at number one. It says, we lunch. We made lunch. Trace the letters in made. M-A-D-E. Now scoot over and write it on the line. M-A-D-E. We're just writing it one time. All right, let's try number two. They can more. Let's sound that out. G-et. Get more. Trace the letters and get. G-E-T. Scoot over, write it on the line one time. G-E-T. Get. Number three. Let's sound that out. D-id. I did my homework. Let's trace the letters and did. D-I-D. And then move over and write it on the line. D-I-D. Last one. Number four. She can too. She can come too. Trace the letters and come. C. O, M-E. Come, write it on the line. C-O-M-E. Come. Okay. Go back up to the top where we colored our words. Let's start at the bottom and read our words going up. We have M-A-D-E, and then we'll work up. Made, come, get, did. One more time. Made, come, get, did. Boys and girls, you did it. You are incredible. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.